August didn't follow the usual quiet late summer script. Seasonal patterns took a backseat in some markets as real-world events, weather swings, Black Sea tensions, U.S.-Iran conflict, sticky inflation, and a sharp move higher in diesel, drove action across commodity markets. Here's a quick rundown of what shaped the month. Weather. Weather stayed front and center for grains. Parts of the U.S. Corn Belt experienced a mix of earlier excessive rainfall, July heat stress, and late-month heat and dryness in southern areas, while the eastern belt faced flooding risks. Europe also faced heat and dry conditions that trimmed maize and other yields. Those pressures, combined with the USDA's August WASD, which cut U.S. corn yields more than expected and trimmed wheat production, and a pro-farmer crop tour that painted a tighter picture than official estimates, helped reverse the typical harvest time price weakness. Corn futures climbed to multi-year highs, with December contracts pushing above $5.30/5.48 points and posting strong monthly gains. Wheat was even more dramatic. Chicago and Kansas City contracts hit three-year highs on Black Sea disruptions. Russian and Ukrainian attacks on ports and shipping infrastructure sharply slowed exports. Russian August grain shipments were expected to be well below average, adding a geopolitical risk premium right as harvest approached. Soybeans held firmer on solid export demand, including sales to China and biofuel-related crush activity. Overall, the agriculture complex delivered one of its strongest months in years, with grains and softs, sugar, cocoa, posting double-digit advances in some cases. The usual prices fall into harvest pattern didn't play out. More news from Barchart. Tesla just killed its solar roof after years of struggling to scale. What it means for TSLA stock. Tesla is raising Cybertruck prices in the US by $5,000. What this means for TSLA stock. Was the commodity complex a case of more of the same Monday? Source, US Drought Monitor. Energy. Energy markets were mixed, but diesel stole the show. Crude oil, WTI and Brent, traded in a roughly $80-90 range for much of the month, supported by ongoing Strait of Hormuz and Middle East refining concerns, but did not explode higher. The real pressure showed up in refined products. U.S. on-highway diesel prices jumped, hitting the mid-$5 range around $5.45/5.65 nationally in mid to late August, up roughly $1.70/1.90 from a year earlier and near recent peaks. Distillate inventories fell to multi-decade seasonal lows. Drivers included Russian export restrictions, refinery attacks, reduced Middle East product flows, and strong demand heading into the harvest and heating season. Refining cracks for diesel widened dramatically at times. That higher diesel cost rippled outward, raising expenses for farmers, harvest equipment, grain drying and transport, truckers, and many other sectors that rely on middle distillates. It's a classic case of one commodity feeding into the cost structure of others.